Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is David Chaumet. He is the principal of Chaumet Solutions as well as author. David, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you, Christopher, for having me. It's great to be here.
So I am always amazed by what people do, but more importantly, why they do it and its transitions. So in your case, you graduated with a master's degree from Stanford in aeronautics. You had a bachelor's degree from Princeton in aerospace engineering. You got a law degree, and then you ended up writing books about kids. So how does that happen?
That is a very good question. I really have been someone from a very early age who was very interested in tinkering and how things are put together and why things work together. And as I grew up and I had kids, and I've always been a big sports fan, and I have two boys. I ended up at the baseball field I'm still there. My older son plays college baseball. I have spent the last 18 years, other than this pandemic year, going to somewhere between 85 and 100 baseball games a year.
Wow.
And so I wrote a book about it. That's how it happens.
And who was that book geared toward? Was it for adults? Was it for kids or for both?
It's a little bit for both. You know, it's funny you ask that question, because when I sent out an early chapter to my friends, one of my friends, interestingly enough, another lawyer, said that he read the first chapter of the book to his son, who was then 8 years old, and his son said, you need to buy this book. It was one of my first book sales. So it's really for the parents who, parents in baseball have a bad rep that you know, you go to the field and it's nothing but a bunch of brawls and people who are trying to relive their childhood.
I don't have kids, do they get a bad rep? Like, I don't know, actually.
Okay, well, I'm saying if they have a bad rep, just go with it, because it's actually kind of true. I often say to my kids, I've made it through 18 seasons of baseball and I've yet to be punched in the face. So that's, you know, they say, this may be your year. That's usually what they say to me in response. But it's really for the parents who know these experiences. One of the chapters I wrote was about, I used to live in Sugar Land, which is a very cosmopolitan city. You have a lot of new Americans there, a lot of people who have just arrived in the United States. And they bring their children to the fields to have the quintessential American experience. And that is an important part of how we grow as a country. You know, I've helped people pick out batting gloves and pick out bats and learn how to throw baseballs and all that kind of stuff when their parents are barely functional in English. That's what America is all about. I wrote a chapter about that. I wrote a chapter about being the coach of a special needs baseball team, which we had out in Sugar Land, and the lessons that I learned from kids on my team who were non-communicative, like completely non-communicative. And so there's a lot of really interesting things that you can learn about life by being at the baseball field. And that's who the book is for.
Well, tell us a few of these stories that you learned that you can share with our listeners.
Sure. The first one is one of my stories that I have to remind myself of every once in a while. You know, when I, after the first couple of seasons at the fields and the stands, I was asked to be a coach. And I actually ended up as president of the baseball league, which was, you know, its own kettle of fish. But one of the hardest things you can ever do is coach your own son. And I remember once my younger son was on the mound and he was struggling. He wasn't pitching well. And I was trying to yell suggestions to him. And he looked over at me. And if you know baseball at all, the manager sends the messages, the signals into the catcher. This time the pitcher sent the message into the dugout by looking over at me and putting his finger across his neck, you know, the like, stop. And so I knew that I wasn't supposed to talk anymore. So I had some very concrete suggestions, because I watch this kid pitch all the time. I know what to do to help him out. So I sent one of the assistant coaches to go talk to him, fix the whole thing. Perfectly worked out, perfectly well. after the game, my son runs up to me and says, gosh, Coach Smith is so smart. He knew exactly what I needed to do to fix things. And to this day, like until the book came out, I never told my son that I was actually the one who told him what to do. But what I learned in that, you know, and I always try to think about this in business terms, because I use these examples sometimes in business when I'm talking to people. It's sometimes you have to vary the messenger so that the message gets heard. Yeah. And you have to be able to know how to communicate with your audience in the right way. So anyway, that's just one of the stories. I mean, there are several others. You know, we had a lot of divorced families and dealing with kids who were acting out, and how you manage those issues, how you take losses, you know, dealing with my son losing his last Little League game and just having him bawl in the car. Those are really important stories that people need to hear because they're common. They're, you know, and you need to know that you're not the only one going through those things. Just a couple of stories from that.
And Dave, what's fascinating about the stories you share is like someone wrote a book about how everything you need to know in life, you learned in kindergarten, you know, and there's so many basic things that you learn as a kid. If you have that guidance, like you are giving to your son or other people that you've mentored and helped, those things, those are the foundational elements of them being successful as an adult. So I'm curious, do you feel that your upbringing and your education, because literally if you look at David's profile on LinkedIn, and this guy literally went to Princeton for undergrad, as I said, and Stanford and University of Chicago. So all the experiences you've built, how do you feel that that's allowed you to have your own company called Showmet Solutions, where you help executives master what you call new attitudes and behaviors? So all the experiences you've had, how do you feel that you help your clients now?
Well, you know, that's a terrific question. I mean, the answer is kind of what you said. It's very fundamental. Like the things that make a difference are, you know, perhaps some of the more annoying aspects of my personality, to be quite honest. I ask all kinds of questions. I am insanely curious. And if I would, you know, give small business owners one piece of advice, it's always ask a question. Don't accept things as they are. And that, you know, we have live in a society now where so much data is being thrown at us all the time that we lose the ability to question that data and say, yeah, that doesn't make sense to me. Those numbers aren't right. Or just because this approach has worked, maybe the market has changed. And by asking those questions, you can not only, you know, it's nice to affect the bottom line, it's nice to do better. All of those things are great. But more and more, I find that small business owners are looking for peace, looking for calmness, looking for, you know, the soft achievements, if you will. And that's really where I try to help people, because to me, my ultimate goal is to have you, my client, retire as soon as possible in the most comfortable way that you can. By getting you out of your business, by making the business make the most sense for you in the where you get the most value in the least number of hours. And that is a mind shift for a lot of people. They're not ready for it. But the people I know who are the happiest in life are the ones who have mastered that particular skill.
And that's great. And I want to stress that you talked about curiosity, because frankly, every single thing that we're going through can be solved by just asking questions. Because as Ray Dalio once said, he's one of the most successful hedge fund guys in the world. He's also worth a few $1 billion. He talks about, look, everything that we've done, whether experiencing a loss or experiencing a loss of a business or a person, someone else has gone through that. So if you ask the right questions, you get the answers. So you don't need to know everything. But I love that you really shared that element of your expertise, David, because it's so important that if you're not curious like you are, then you really can't help your clients out. And I clearly know you can and you have. So David, thank you so much for being on our podcast. How can our guests connect with you and read your books?
Well, all of my books are available on Amazon under the name David Showmet, and you can reach me through my website, showmetsolutions.net, N-E-T.
Thank you so much for being on our podcast, and I wish you the best day possibly you can have, David.
Thank you so much, Christopher. It's been wonderful to be with you today.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.